This is the Hear Hear podcast, doing our first recording in our new studio, located at Chrisman's Wyndham House. We decided to take a little bit of a break from interviews. People were asking for the backstory of the podcast. So tonight is just Evan Gutcha and myself, Jesse Novak, and going to give you guys a little bit of the rundown of how the podcast came together.
It's going to be awesome.
So, long story short, we'll start that way. I've done a lot of traveling and met a lot of different people around the world and around the United States. And at a certain point in my life, realized how many incredible people I had met. And how their stories were so interesting being told over, you know, at the bar or over the kitchen table on one of our trips, and the access that I had to all of these different people. And how it was kind of a shame that even some of the stories that friends and I had from different travels that we did, and you know, the younger days of living way too many people in a small house, or traveling on a budget, or any of those things. Lots of good stories, and felt that those could be shared. And the idea of interviewing my friends was the first podcast idea that came to mind. And just kind of short stories with a couple of the people that I had traveled with, and just having a conversation with friends and talking about some of the good and the bad, and not leaving really too much out of it, and giving them the opportunity to share their story. Because I think in every ordinary person, there are some incredible stories, and there are pieces of wisdom that are shareable and understandable by everybody else. Fast forward, now that's been kind of a back pocket concept in my head, that without the right people in place would never have actually happened. So being in Wyndham being a very popular place with people from all over the world, and definitely the northeast of the United States. A lot of people travel from New York City, New Jersey, Long Island, Pennsylvania. I have friends in Baltimore that come up. So Wyndham is really a hub. And the different people that you meet here who either are here for vacation, to enjoy the scenery, to enjoy the outdoors, or have second homes, it has a bit of a draw. It has, there's a magnetism to the area. I believe it is the Catskills. It is how scenic it is. It is how beautiful it is. But also just the hamlet of Wyndham and the vibe that the locals have, the restaurants, the establishments that are here, the majority are owned by locals, established by locals, and they date back into the 1800s.
So way back.
Yeah, a hub of tourism. So I think with that original concept always in the back of my head, and then moving full-time into Wyndham, well, to go further back, I was born and raised in the Durham Valley, so not very far away.
Yeah.
Wyndham was the
15 minutes away.
Yeah, Wyndham was the home mountain. So I learned to ski at Wyndham at 8 years old. To try to be a cool kid and keep up with all my friends, switched to snowboarding at 11. Cut my teeth on a snowboard at Wyndham. So Wyndham has always held a special place, and had an opportunity in 2016 to make it my home and actually put some roots down. And with that idea in mind of, you know, all the traveling I had done and all the people that I had met and their amazing stories, Wyndham was a sample of that as well. People came from all over. They would vacation here. They used Wyndham as an escape from the hustle and bustle of, you know, the cities, and the stories continued to come out. So
I mean, that's one of the great things that I think about this town is that, like you said, people come in from all over the place, and you never know who you're actually going to run into and what their life is like. And I feel like you really bring that out of people when you talk to them.
Yeah, it's interesting when people come up here, there's an openness. You don't know what anybody's background is. You meet people at the mountain, and you'll see them later at the bar, and you don't recognize them because you don't recognize people outside of their ski gear.
Absolutely.
It's the most classic. You go, hey, it's me. It's Jesse. I snowboarded with you all day. And oh, I didn't know what you looked like. You took your goggles off. But there's an openness, and I think it's the relaxing side. It's the enjoyment of the outdoors, that skiing, snowboarding, hiking, all these outdoor activities that we enjoy. You know, there's an openness to that. And I think a lot of people come here for that time off, for that relaxation.
Get that country air, man.
Yep.
You know, you're up, and you're right. It's one of the most beautiful places up here. You got these rolling hills all over the place, beautiful valleys, you know, especially when you come to the fall. Everyone loves the fall here.
Huge.
Huge, dude.
Yeah.
And it's just absolute vibrant mountains with the yellow, orange, red, brown, all over the place. So it's definitely a draw to coming to this area just to see what it's like. Exactly what you said, escape for a minute.
Yeah.
Get a breather.
And just culturally, it's a bit of a complex ecosystem. You have a lot of locals who are running businesses and, you know, families that go back generations, way, way back into the 1700s. And they're still here. Their families are all still here. You have people that moved here for the ski resort, for the mountaintop, and then you have the second homeowners at the mountain. So you have a complex cultural ecosystem as well, which has opportunity to be incredible because you have the locals who are here year-round, holding it down, you know, investing their entire lives up here. And then the investment from people who understand how beautiful it is up here and want to spend as much time up here as they can. So you end up with lots of incredible stories across every aspect of humanity. And so the continuation of the concept was pretty easy coming here and being in Wyndham on a regular basis, spending time in town, spending time riding bicycles in the summertime, hiking in the summertime, and of course skiing and snowboarding and loving that you know, our whole lives. So that one sat on the back burner for a long time as a concept. And you know, in these conversations with different people, there more and more people were fitting the bill of, I'd really like to share a portion of this person's story. I think it's incredible. I think it's there are a lot of universals in it, and I think it would just be a wholesome insight into the people around you in the town.
I mean, it's definitely, like you said, is a complex area around here, right? You have a lot of the out-of-town and local mixed together. And pretty well. I don't know.
Incredibly well.
It's a strange dynamic to me. There's probably other places like this. But
absolutely,
at the same time, you also feel like, no, not really. Because it's also another family-oriented kind of area. And I think that has another concept to it. Is that we're not the party place.
Yes.
We're not necessarily the place that you go to go clubbing, to be out with the boys all the time.
No, it's very wholesome.
It's a very wholesome area. It's a place of mostly restaurants and resorts. And then you have the local tradesmen, basically, and other local business owners. And then you have all these people that come from wherever. Vermont, Long Island, New York City, Pennsylvania. You said all the way down to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Like, then they come up and they get to experience what we have around here. And it's been kind of crazy to see the mix happen. And maybe not flawlessly, but it comes together very well.
Yeah. Well, in one of those moments, it actually happened at Jimmy O'Connor's at the back corner of the bar, which is a well-worn seat for some of us, near the pool table. This conversation came up pretty regularly between Mike Iacono and myself, and it was one of those ideas that it had sat as an idea for myself for a very long time, and I had never done anything with it. And in our conversations, the idea grew legs a little bit, but it wasn't running very fast. It wasn't going anywhere. There was a whole lot of talk. At that point, the concept was still more on a friend's basis, more on a smaller scale. And then as the conversations progressed, realized that there were a lot of things that needed to be talked about and a lot of things that could be talked about. I don't remember the exact day or how you got included in the conversation.
I think when I first heard about you guys wanted to do some kind of podcast situation, we were at Tip Tavern, we were playing pool, sitting around the pool table, and you guys were just mentioning it. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. Like, and I saw the banter between you and Mike a lot, and I was like, I'd listen to this. I could listen to this for, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours or whatever, especially when I'm working. I like to put podcasts in and just listen. And then I think a few weeks later, it was when you and I were at Jimmy's again, and you were just talking about how you want someone needs to do the audio. There was a mention of audio side, and I may have had a few, and I was like, I could do it.
I could do the audio.
I could do the audio.
I could do that. Put me in, coach.
Yeah, just tag me at it. I'm in. And I remember, for some reason, this part I distinctly remember is you said, all right, you think you could do it? Budget me a studio. And I was like, all right, you got it. And I think 2 days later, I had 3 budgets for you ready to go.
Yeah.
I had low-end budget, where I would like to be, and if we want to put all this money into this podcast idea, this is the price. And I had 3 budgets ready to go, and I think I was ready 2 days later.
Just in case there is ever any question of who the driving force was in actually getting the podcast, there's big ideas and concepts that just float around in the clouds for most of their lives or forever. Evan took this one, the bull by the horns on this one, and put all the gear together, headphones, microphones, software system, and put us in front of the mics, and headphones on. We spent some time cutting our teeth and piecing together what the sound was, what the goal was. As any good idea goes, there are iterations, and there are things you didn't know you needed clarity on that when the time comes to actually do something with it, you go, oh, I have about 100 questions that don't have answers. But you don't know that until you're into it. And
yeah,
so there
trial
was
trial and error at that point, right?
Big
when
time.
You start.
Yeah. So there were a lot of pencil scratches on legal pads.
Oh,
there were lists on lists. And we came to a place where we saw local people who were working on certain projects or in places, either by their career choice, their social standing, their passion, were in a position to create something, whether that was a new business Dave Liotti is working on. In the Dave Liotti podcast, we talked about his new business venture, social programs. Johnny O'Connor's working on the Onboard Initiative. Cy Vaborn at the community center and the community center's ongoing work. The Chrisman's, Kate Chrisman's, where our new studio is located, and the projects that she is working on, the programs that they're working on for the new year. Just recognizing the input of energy, love, support, creativity that we're seeing on a local scale by people who live here full-time, work here full-time, and their love for the area just shines through. And that kind of became the approach. That's our angle. Finding local people who are putting the work in, who are putting their best foot forward, who are looking to add a positive resource to the community. And we are hoping to highlight those people moving forward. We're hoping to bring a spotlight onto those people, as well as a lot of the deep history in the area. Is another thing to kind of understand the direction that you're going. There's a requirement to understand where you're coming from. And back to the mountaintop is there are a lot of families, there are a lot of groups of people that have been here for a very long time, and they've been investing that energy and creativity into their local townships, their local communities, and we want to highlight that in real time, and get that information out there, give people a platform to share their ideas, share their concepts, share their upcoming work. As well as a little bit of education, if we can. So that's really the direction we're looking for.
Well, I mean, I just really wanted people to know that there's more to Windham than the mountain, because I feel like a lot of the publicity that people hear about comes from what Windham Mountain's doing, or Windham Mountain Club, as it's called now. And I knew there's so much more to this town. There's a lot more people that are involved in what happens here. And I wanted to give them the opportunity to share their experiences, their thoughts, and a lot of other aspects of what Windham really is. You know, it's a very outdoor recreational area that has a lot of great restaurants. And, you know, we know these business owners that own these restaurants. You know, we know them personally. And I wanted an opportunity for them to tell their story, kind of, I guess, plug their business as well, and just let people know that there's more than just a mountain here. Yeah, the mountain draws majority of the people here, but this is also an opportunity for us to tell people, go check out this restaurant, go check out Dave's store, go to the local get a coffee, go hike, go to the long trail. Go see what, you know, Windham High Peak is like. Go to North South Lake. You know, there's so many other things that are here that I want people to know about. And I think that's the main reason I wanted to start this side of the podcast, because this wasn't the original concept, but this just came out of just wanting to give people a voice that not many people know. It's information that I want people to know about, that now we have an opportunity for people to hear. And I think that's the main reason why I wanted this whole thing to happen. And I think you were the great person to conversate with these people, because you definitely asked the right questions. You know, people are comfortable talking to you, and it's a great concept that's working. And, you know, we both were on the same page of, let's give these other local people an opportunity. And I think that's my side of where I wanted this podcast to come from.
And I think searching a little bit for maybe inspiration.
Oh, absolutely.
Seeing other people who are putting work in, who are coming up with ideas, coming up with concepts, seeing issues, seeing potential, and taking that as there are a lot of younger people that are working hard on a lot of community efforts, you know, things that they see missing in the community, things that they see that could be working better.
Absolutely.
And when you hear about people doing these things and hear about these efforts, it's easier to take on your own challenges, I feel, because you know that at a community level, a lot of people are working hard. And if you're one of the people that's working hard, but you know, when I get up and I'm working on this concept and I'm working on, you know, my give to the community, that all of these other people are doing the same thing, and maybe I wouldn't have known about them if it weren't for them being given a platform to share what they're working on. I think a lot of us are looking for that in a world that's very soundbitey and big picture. The people that are most important are the people that are right next to you.
100%.
And
you can draw a lot of inspiration from those people.
From those people. You can invest in those people. There can be wonderful reciprocal relationships. On that note, just a huge thank you for the support that we've had so far.
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing. I'm happy other people are catching on to it, and not even, they're pumped just as we are to know that someone's trying to do some community stuff and that there's another voice out there. And it's not necessarily our voice. We're trying to give a platform for other people to be heard.
Yeah, the goal isn't for us to
be
heard.
We don't want to be heard.
The goal is to give an opportunity, put people in front of a microphone to share the thing they're working on. And there's more of them coming up this year that I'm very excited on to work on. Some of it's educational, some of it's history, and some of it's people just working on a passion project. And you know, that's exciting. It's exciting to even think about hearing that. And you know, to the people that have stepped in with us when we were just getting off the ground and giving us their time and giving us their support.
Huge thanks to them.
There is a huge thanks that is due to them to give us the opportunity. And
especially when it was just a raw concept.
Yeah.
Right? It was just like, we want to do this.
You might not ever hear this said in public by me, but in the studio, I like to say, I'm no Terry Gross. So... there will be probably at the wherever Evan chooses to insert it. We do have a pretty cool mashup of my use of the word it's my segue. I like to hold on to it for a little while.
It's your comfort word.
Thoughts build in my brain in slow motion. So I'm very grateful for him for editing most of those out. But we're going to do a montage. He put together a beautiful little montage for you guys of those. Enjoy that. So very excited for 2025. Very excited for future projects. Just a little taster. We are putting together some fundraisers. So far, everything has been out of pocket. We are looking at ways of bringing unique activities to the area that also work as our fundraisers to kind of keep pushing the concept. So, so far slated, keep an eye out for a live recorded podcast at the Wyndham Local. Thank you, David Liotti. That is in the planning stages. Putting that together, it will be a limited number of tickets that have to be bought beforehand. It will be a recording in front of a live audience, music, dinner, a couple other little things. Just kind of trying to bring something very unique to the area. See if we can, you know, add a little something midweek for the locals.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we are, right?
Yep.
I love it, but like you said, like, thank you everyone for all the support. We really love it. We feel it, and you're the reason we want to keep going.
Absolutely. So we'll leave it at that. Happy holidays, everybody. This is the last recording for 2024. So we will see you in 2025. Also, keep an eye out. Matt Avitable has been very generous to us in giving us a small column in the
Wyndham Journal.
So keep an eye out. There is an update every other Thursday that corresponds to the podcast that will be dropping. Again, thank you so much for the support. Thanks for all of the text message, voicemails. We have listeners internationally.
We hit international.
Internationally known. So happy holidays, everybody. Again, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. And we look forward to 2025.
This is the Hear Hear podcast. We cannot mention it enough. So thank you again for everyone that's helped us out, all the support, and anyone that's been on the show. This show is hosted by Jesse Novak and produced by Evan Gutcha. As mentioned in the episode, there's a little montage from things behind the scenes. So happy holidays, stay humble, and we'll see you in 2025.
Amazing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
We don't.
Oh man. Yeah.
DJ Khaled, we the best.
Yes, sir.